Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Erica.
Yeah, it's a follow-up from Erica about the CUNY decision to offer only need-based aid, no merit-based aid.
Okay.
So a little more about that. Thank you so much, Erica, for sending this along. It says, I did call CUNY a few days ago, and I finally got a call back from someone in admissions who answered a few short questions. I found out that the reason why they stopped giving out merit-based scholarships is because they no longer have the funding due to the pandemic. Ben has twisted his head at an odd angle. Does that indicate skepticism?
I am skeptical, although there is an element of truth to this. State schools, when they lose funding for whatever reason, they have less money to throw around, and there is an actual cost per student, right, to educate them. And so then maybe it might be harder to give scholarships, but this idea that you can't give any seems a little odd.
Also, the pandemic is over, or at least we've decided that it's over and everything is back to normal now. So they're getting funding from, I mean, people pay tuition at the school. They have a budget. It's not like
it really depends. I mean, it comes down to this. It comes down to what is the cost of tuition? What is the price that they're charging for tuition? And what is the actual cost to these schools to educate a student? And the difference there, depending on how big it is, makes it easier or harder to give out scholarships, because really they're just discounts. You don't need to get money from anywhere to do it.
Yeah. And we find out now that CUNY is quite different. Here's one more claim. The person from admissions told me that their funding is allocated from donations.
Okay.
So they claim. I'm sure it is, at least in part. I would wonder whether it is in whole funding from donations. And maybe that's that they've decided, like, hey, you know, we're going to just make law school affordable, and that means we can't really give exorbitant merit-based aid. Anyway. Yeah.
Keep going. This is interesting.
Yeah. The person from admissions said they could bring back merit-based aid eventually, but as of right now, it will be need-based. Annual tuition for a full-time in-state student is $16,000 a year, which then Erica says, it's very cheap.
I wouldn't say that's very cheap. We just saw on the other episode, on the Thinking LSAT podcast, that the in-state tuition for a South Carolina university was $9,000, $10,000. So 16 isn't very cheap, but it's closer probably to the cost. Right?
It's the most expensive thing you're going to do during the year besides rent, yep. Probably. $16,000 a year is a lot. But it is compared to, you know, other law schools. Like, there's other law schools in New York City that charge $60,000.
Yeah. So in that light,
four times that.
In that light, I don't know what it costs to educate one law student for a year, but let's guess $10,000. If it's $10,000, then this discussion is making a little more sense. If it's $15,000, yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
It's probably pretty close to that number at this kind of a school, right?
Yeah.
At Columbia, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if the number is $30,000.
Because you're paying for all these high, yeah, salaried professors.
Big time salaries for faculty, right? And, you know, maybe their facilities also are, you know, more expensive to run, but. And they do, you know, better, better brand of alcohol at their social functions for the students, probably.
Sure.
So I could imagine it being a lot more, but it's going to also be a lot more profit when they, when someone pays them the $60,000 tuition. Anyway, Erica continues, if an applicant thinks they are eligible for a need-based scholarship, they will have to submit the following in their application addendum. A couple bullet points here. Upload an addendum to your application explaining your need for financial assistance that addresses the following prompts. There are four prompts. Have you faced or are you facing economic hardship through the course of your life as a child and or as an adult?
Hmm. Okay.
So you can get need-based money even if you currently don't have need, potentially.
But you did as a child.
You did when you were a kid.
Hmm.
Have you ever experienced housing insecurity throughout the course of your life as a child and or as an adult? So this could be 10 years, 20 years in your past, but it sounds like that's relevant to them. Have you experienced food insecurity through the course of your life as a child and or as an adult? Please describe what receiving a $24,000 scholarship, that's $8,000 a year for full-time students, $6,000 a year for part-time students, describe what that would mean to you. By the way, that's a scholarship of 50% more than the full-time in-state tuition. Please upload.
It's more than what?
It's 50% more than their tuition, annual tuition.
No, because it's 8,000 per year.
So oh, sorry. I'm dumb. Sorry. 8,000 per year. It's only half of the tuition. Okay. My bad. That makes more sense. Okay. So they're giving you half off of the tuition. You have to claim and show evidence of need.
Notice what they called it here, though. They didn't call it need-based aid. They called it a scholarship.
Need-based scholarship allocations.
Huh.
It could be only a shift in, it could be only a shift in like just nomenclature.
Well, here's why I think it might be. I do think these questions are suggesting goals by some people up top that they want to make the merit, the merit aid or the need-based aid, whatever you want to call it. They want to make the aid more tied to need than to merit. But given the number of questions here and how vague they are, right? No, well, maybe it's not that they're vague, but given the number of questions, if they say yes or no to you or how much money they decide to give to you, you will have no way to pin that down to something. It makes it very easy for them to do whatever they want. So are they making a decision based on your need or are they making a decision based on your numbers? But they just have no need to tell you that because they've just acquired all this information. Also, people who don't think that they're going to get the need-based aid won't submit this information. And that's a tell as well. That's saying, hey, I'm willing to pay full price, regardless of what their numbers are.
Yeah. You know, we don't know that CUNY is like pulling semi shenanigans here, but we just know that other schools have definitely pulled shenanigans with the distinction between merit-based aid and need-based aid.
It doesn't even have to be intentional shenanigans, though.
It could be accidental shenanigans.
Yeah. It could just be like, oh, okay, I feel good about giving this person more money. Oh, do you also notice that they have a 175? And is that swaying your decision, but you don't even realize it? The only way to make this 100% need-based is the admissions committee supplies these applicants to the financial aid committee with no information other than their financial need. But these questions right here seem to invite all sorts of information.
The other major bullet is please upload rent receipts and bank statements for you and your partner or spouse, if applicable, for the last 4 months. If you currently don't pay rent and do not have rent receipts, you can indicate in the addendum how you live on no income or who supports you. Erica says, these questions seem pretty thorough. They aren't just looking for a sob story because they're even requesting bank statements, which is a bit much to put into an application. If the applicant meets the criteria, then they will request additional documents like FAFSA. Final thoughts, Ben, on CUNY's apparently new need-based scholarship program?
Yeah, I do think that they are interested in helping people with need, but I also think there's a lot of flexibility here. And so who knows what will happen?
You should apply for it if you've applied to CUNY. I mean, even if you think that you're kind of a marginal applicant for it.
Absolutely.
You know, unless you think that would be like morally wrong. If you are comfortable enough that you would feel badly, then yeah, I'm not telling you to go ahead and apply for this. But hey, does $24,000 make a difference to you? Probably it does. And you can answer that question honestly. Answer all the questions honestly.
Yep.
And see what happens.
Yeah.
They are, I can definitely see that element to the program where it's like, well, at least we're going to make them ask for the money. Email daily@lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.